The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Charles Laughton. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and celebrated writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. The one-hour play we are presenting on the MGM Theater of the Air is The Canterville Ghost. Those of you who remember the story by Oscar Wilde or the successful MGM motion picture will know that you're in for a pretty good show. Our star this week is Charles Laughton, who starred in the original picture. In just a moment, the MGM Theater of the Air will present Charles Laughton in The Canterville Ghost. Turn of the century, Oscar Wilde wrote The Canterville Ghost. It is a ghost story, but different from most ghost stories because of its humorous treatment. It is based on the conjecture, what would happen if unvarnished visiting Americans came into contact with the traditional inhabitant of an ancient British castle, the family ghost. Those of you who have been in England have probably heard much talk of these family ghosts, concealed somewhere in the great ancestral halls of the stately homes of England. The story has been moved up to 1943, and the visitors who come into contact with the Canterville Ghost are a platoon of American Rangers. In lightning and thunder and driving rain one evening, the 2nd Platoon, Company A, 1st Ranger Battalion, Army of the United States, arrives in truck convoy at their new billet, Canterville Castle. The butler, Potts — there's always a butler on the English scene — glances out of the oriel window and remarks,
"Goodness gracious, they're coming, the guests."
"Well, do something, Joseph. Go to the door."
"Well, yes, of course, Mrs. Umney." "Welcome, sir. Welcome to Canterville Castle."
"Thank you. I'm Lieutenant Kane, American Rangers."
"Oh, we've been expecting you, sir. Mrs. Umney and I have been cleaning up a trifle, sir."
"Fine. Hey, this is quite a place. I had no idea."
"I've served several estates in my time, sir. None of them have the tradition of this one."
"I see. And you are..."
"Potts, the butler, sir."
"Where are the sleeping quarters?"
"I thought the armory would be most convenient. It's the largest room, sir, next to the great hall, that is. And the hall is inclined to be a trifle drafty."
"Sounds excellent. Okay, Sergeant."
"Yes, sir." "Okay, everybody, pile out of those trucks. I'm over here. Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Canterville, gentlemen."
"Thanks.
How are you?"
"Oh, goodness, how many of you are there?"
"Just a platoon, mister."
"Hey, all this room in just one room.
Hey, where do the trains come in? It's bigger than Madison Square Garden."
"Yeah, how'd you know, Slap Happy? All you saw was the ceiling when they carried you out."
"Hey, baby, look at this chair. Oh, pup tents are for the hoi polloi. Me, for the luxuries of life. A pipe, brandy, my feet toasting on the fender. This is for me. Without it, I simply perish."
"Take your big feet off of there, Cuffy Williams, or I'll perish you."
"Heard you the first time, Sergeant."
"I got a good rest tonight, men. You'll be needing it. Now, Mr. Potts, if you need me for anything, I'm staying at headquarters in the village."
"Very good, Lieutenant."
"And, Benson, remember, this is not our property."
"Yes, sir."
"All right, good night, Sergeant."
Beg pardon, but shall I serve tea now,
are you
gentlemen?
Kidding? What
tea?
What?
Oh, you don't have to bother.
Oh, no bother at all, sir. Mrs. Umney thought after your journey you'd be a bit done in."
"Well, I guess, all right, thanks."
"Very well, sir. And, oh, yes. Lady Jessica would like to say good evening."
"Who's that? Who's that?
Lady Jessica.
Lady Jessica de Canterville. She's the owner of the castle."
"Well, tell her to come in, I guess."
"You guess. Potts, we'd be honored."
"Thank you, sir."
"Hey, what do you say to a dame what's a lady?"
"Well, you won't have to kiss her hand."
"Watch it, you goons. It's the old lady herself."
Lady Jessica de Canterville.
Good evening, gentlemen.
It's a midget.
No, you're dope.
How about that?
It's a half pint.
A kid. Well, blow me down.
Did you see a lady?
Good evening, Lady Jessica. We're very happy to meet you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're very happy to meet you.
Hi, lady.
I know you've all come a long way, and I want to tell you how glad I am you're here. I do hope you'll enjoy your stay at my castle.
Gosh, I thought a girl had to be married to be a lady.
Oh, dear, no. A lady is a lady when she behaves like one, my auntie says.
Your auntie's quite right.
Which of you are Indians?
Indians!
Gentlemen, tea is served.
Of course. Lady Jessica, will you pour, my lady?
I should be most happy to.
Oh,
Dee? More
muffins? No, I've had about 10 already. No, thanks.
Oh, no one wants any more muffins. What a shame. Mrs. Umney baked them specially for you.
Excuse me, miss. Who made that stain on the carpet?
That's not tea, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, did you ever try cleaning fluid on it, ma'am?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, then, we'll take it out for you. Trigger, get that cleaning fluid out of my duffel bag. It's in the Jeep.
Okay, Sarge.
But, sir, it's no use. Nothing will take it out. What made that spot, sir, was blood.
Blood?
Blood?
Oh, quite so, gentlemen. That is the blood of Lady Barbara Modish. She stabbed herself in the throat when she saw him.
Him?
Who's him?
Our ghost.
Your ghost, did you say, my lady?
Yes. He's quite the most famous ghost in England. And he lives here, in this castle.
Wait a minute.
You don't want me to tell you.
Yeah, but we do. Give the lady a chance, fellas. If she says the castle is haunted, it's her castle. Who are we to quibble?
It may sound silly to you, but Artie told me. That spot won't come out, really. And I've seen the ghost myself.
No fooling.
Over there in the hall. That's the door to his bedchamber behind that tapestry. There's a big old padlock on it. Isn't there, Mrs. Umney?
Yes. He was walled up in there centuries ago.
Holy catfish.
Oh, yes, it's true. I read all about it in a big book Auntie has in the gatehouse. Sir Simon was a coward on the field of honor. And his father, who was a Canterville when Elizabeth was the queen, walled him up in an alcove of his bedchamber and cursed him. Father told Sir Simon he would have to walk the halls of the castle until some Canterville did a brave deed in Sir Simon's name. And he's been doing that ever since.
Every night, gentlemen, at the stroke of midnight, his guilty spirit comes out of that door, walks the halls looking for a kinsman, and then goes back again.
I shouldn't tell you this before bedtime, but the Dowager Duchess of Sutfield was found one night, stark, staring mad.
You don't say.
Yes. She was putting on her lavalier when she turned, and there was the ghost coming after her with long green fingers and burning eyes. The bloodsucker of Bixley Moor.
Ooh, a bloodsucker, huh? You see, fellas, didn't I say it's her castle? Who are we to quibble?
What is your name, please?
Cuffy. Cuffy Williams.
Well, Cuffy Williams, I know very well you're laughing at me. But just you wait.
Excuse me, m'lady. Far be it for me to contradict you. But just you wait.
If it rained like this in California, we wouldn't believe it. Here's your cleaning fluid, Sarge.
Thanks, fella. Now, watch this, m'lady. Now, if this cleaning stuff will take lipstick off of ODs, it ought to do this. Well, Lady Jessica?
I guess it is out all right.
Holy suffering catfish. The stain. It's come back.
Oh.
Okay, I got it.
A smelly salt. Oh, somebody do something.
Mrs. Umney's fainted.
Take it easy now.
Well, Cuffy Williams?
Mm-hmm.
One.
Hey, Trigger, you awake?
No, I'm sleeping. Shut up and go to sleep, Harry.
Two. Hey, Cuffy. You awake, Cuffy?
No, I'm dreaming. Go to sleep, Harry.
The three. Cuffy, it's striking midnight.
So what?
Four. Cuffy, the ghost.
Nuts to ghosts.
And five. Cuffy, that bloodstain, it came back.
The cleaning fluid didn't take, that's all.
It's six. Cuffy, please don't go to sleep, Cuffy. It's a seven. Hey, Cuffy, Trigger, don't leave me alone.
I wish you'd leave me alone.
Eight. Hey, Trigger, talk to me.
Now go chase yourself.
And then the nine? Where? This place gives me the creeps.
Go talk to the Sarge, will you? I need my beauty sleep.
At the ten, I never let you down, Trigger. Cuffy. 11.
For Pete's sake, turn it off. There's no such thing as ghosts.
At the 12. Cuffy.
Oh, for the love of...
Cuffy.
Trigger, you hear what I hear?
How can I help it?
That sounds like somebody dragging ash cans around.
No. No. It's changed.
That's no ash can. Mama! Mama!
Where's my gun?
Shut up.
I am Red Reuben, strangler of babes and maidens. Each night I hang myself thus.
Mom! Mom! Sarge!
I search for a kinsman or any of you.
Yeah, Grandpa, your scent tail's hanging out.
Yeah. Scram, dribble puss.
Hey, put some oil on those chains.
No, I stoot your budget. You ain't got no kinsman here.
Ye scabrous poltroons of Altus.
Duck, Cuffy, I got him.
Hey, the bullets went right through him. The wall's all chipped where he was standing.
You saw it, Sarge?
Yeah.
I saw it, but I don't believe it. Let's face it, Sarge. That was a real ghost.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that blood spot, the kid? I told you all the time, didn't I, Trigger? And you shouldn't have hollered at him. That's no way to treat a ghost.
It chased him off, didn't it?
Yeah, but what if he comes back?
Oh, wait a minute. Fellas.
How do you suppose he feels this minute?
Insolent barbarians, vulgar colonial upstarts, put oil on thy chains and dribble on thy puss. O thou once mighty ghost, hast thou fallen so low? Granted, poor ghost, thou art not quite thine own self these last 80 years, but Grandpa. Grandpa, thy shirt tail is hanging out. And the hoots and the catcalls and the lower, baser sounds. Art thou porking up thy role, Simon? Let us try. It's not bad, not at all bad. Might be a bit emotional, but it isn't bad. Hast thou lost thy ghastliness, Simon? Perish the thought. Thou art ghastly indeed. Vengeance! Take warning, ye invading rabble. Ere Chanticleer hath cockle-doodled thrice, murder shall have stalked abroad. Let us consider the wardrobe. Now there are so many costumes. In what guise, that is the question. Let me see. Gaunt Gibeon the pallid ape. Not tonight, old friend. Too delicate thou art for these hooligans. Martin the vampire monk, better leave thee in reserve for the ladies, etc., etc., etc. Aha, what is this hanging here? Aha, of a certainty. Come from the closet, old friend, in this costume. Ignorant emigrants, revolutionary riffraff. In this garb have I affrighted the spawn of kings. Now, off with my head. It's a long time since. Ho-ho, scum! As reckless Rupert, the headless earl, with my head tucked under my arm, I come. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha! Dribble puss, indeed. No one here. This is the armory. These are the hooligans' pallets, empty. It is possible that I frightened them to their deaths after all, perhaps with my head back on my shoulders. Ah, there's still no one here. Well, I'm a success after all. I have not lost my touch.
Move!
It's white. It glares from monstrous gleaming eyes. It is a ghost. Away! Away! Away, ghost! Away, 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 away! Begone! This is too much in mine old castle, beset by apparitions with glaring eyes and swaying noses down to where their bellies ought to be.
Alagaro!
Direct,
scratch!
Away! 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 Father, save me! Father! Father!
Sarge. And the sheep. We know you.
Yeah, even if that poor old ghost didn't.
Oh, I haven't had so much fun since Hector was a pup. Apparitions with glaring eyes and swaying noses down to where their bellies ought to be. Oh, my sin.
You shouldn't have done it, fellas. Scaring a ghost just ain't right. He's the one supposed to do the scaring.
Oh, Harry. Gave him a taste of his own medicine. He was looking for a kinsman, was he? And did he find one?
Oh, my aching back. Mother, you didn't raise your boy to be a housemaid or a ranger either. Oh, hello there, lady.
You.
Who'd you think it was, m'lady?
Oh, no.
Wasn't the ghost you were scared of, was it?
Why, what if it was?
Yeah, but that's silly. The old boy called on us last night, and we chased him right up the chimney.
You did?
Yep, you think I'm kidding? We'll ask old Foxy Grandpa himself. A calling we will go, m'lady.
No, that won't be necessary.
Oh, yes, but it is. You don't have to be afraid of him. You only think you do. And if you pretend you're not scared, you won't be. Think nothing of it. Now watch. We push the tapestry aside. We take hold of your old padlock. And... Oh, what do you know? Broke the doggone lock. Open, open sesame. Hey, ghost, where are you hiding?
The brick wall, Mr. Williams. Over there. That must be where his father walled him up.
Where the dark deed was done? Look at the bed, Jessica. And that old wardrobe. Hello.
Must you invade even my tomb? Is there no place that I can call sanctuary?
Well, now relax, Grandpa. Come on down from the top of that dusty old closet. There's someone here I want you to meet.
I have already met your colonial ruffians.
Hey! Hey, don't fade out on me.
Oh, very well. You seem harmless enough. I'll come down.
I just want you to meet Lady Jessica. My lady? Sir Simon, the ghost.
My lady.
How do you do?
Atta girl. Simon, she's been scared stiff of you all her life, and I just wanted to show her you wouldn't hurt a fly.
Sir, my record speaks for itself, an unbroken reign of terror for 300 years.
Well, record or no record, when the kid's around, you behave yourself.
That is absurd. I must rattle my chains and groan through keyholes. I must gibber from the oriel window on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. It is my solemn duty to walk these halls until a kinsman performs a brave deed in my behalf.
Well, you better find yourself another castle for the duration, brother.
Cuffy, he can't. He's the family ghost.
Americans, child, what can a people without ancestors know of ghosts?
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me you haven't heard of the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow? Or Red Grange, the Galloping Ghost?
Provincial stuff. Spirits with neither crest nor title.
Oh, we got titles, too. the king of jazz, Count Basie, Duke Ellington.
You don't say so. Nobility in a democracy, balderdash.
But, Mr. Ghost, we've had democracy in England for 700 years.
I have never chosen to recognize it.
But you should, Sir Simon.
They're back, m'lady. Come on, lady. I got to get rid of that dust I've been sweeping.
Goodbye, Sir Simon. I think you're a very nice ghost.
Farewell, m'lady.
Cuffy.
Yeah?
I think you ought to tell your friends not to chase him up the chimney anymore. He's so old and I... Cuffy.
What now?
Nothing. That is... What's that on your neck?
Oh, that? Just my birthmark, that's all.
That's all?
Look, I gotta get moving, lady. I'll see you soon.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it is you, m'lady.
Sir Simon, I just saw on Cuffy's neck the birthmark of the Canterbury.
What?
Exactly like my father.
Like mine?
Yes, just like yours.
Egad, and what if he be a Canterville?
But, Sir Simon, if he is a kinsman, and if he does a brave deed in your name, he can save you, can't he?
Rubbish. Just fancy, m'lady, I am here because I cannot find a kinsman.
Well, I heard Mr. Potts say that the Cartervilles always turned out to be cowards.
Cowards, gross flattery. Had they twice the courage, 'twould give them only half the name. Thy grandfather, would he mount a horse? Thy father, so fearful of water, he trembled in his bath.
Really, now? It's your family, too, Sir Simon. And anyway, Mr. Potts said you were the worst coward of the lot.
What, even the servants insult me now?
It's you who are being insulting, Sir Simon. I was trying to help you. But good day.
Please don't go, Lady Jessica. I am so tired. I really do not know what I am doing. I have not slept for 300 years. For 300 years I have not slept. And I am so very tired.
Poor, poor ghost. Have you no place you can sleep?
Far away beyond the pine woods there is a little garden. There the grass grows long and deep. There are the great white stars of the hemlock flower. There the nightingale sings all night long, and the yew tree spreads out its giant arms over the sleepers.
You mean the garden of death?
Sleep must be so beautiful, to lie in the soft brown earth with the grasses waving over one's head and listen to the silence. To have no yesterday and no tomorrow, to forget time, to be at peace. Is not that the end of every living thing but me?
Oh, dear. I wish I could do a brave deed for you. No. But wait, Sir Simon. Cuffy can save you. I know it. It isn't true that all Cantervilles have to be cowards.
Nay, it is in their blood and bones.
It isn't in my blood and bones, and it isn't in Cuffy's. Well, you can tell he's brave just by looking at him. I'll arrange for you to meet Cuffy again tonight in your lovely garden. And perhaps once he understands, perhaps you'll be able to go to sleep there after all.
Hi, Sir Simon. What's cooking?
Cooking?
Yeah, what's the big mystery? The Sarge will have the bloodhounds after me if he finds out I'm not in the hay by 9.
Go on, Sir Simon, ask him.
Tell me, prithee, good sir. I am aware that few Americans know their own grandfathers. But dost thou, by any miracle, remember aught of thine ancestors?
Ancestors? My old man had never looked into his. He said he was scared he might find one that ended up in the hot seat.
Hot seat. America and England have everything in common nowadays, except, of course, the language.
Sir Simon. Cuffy, think back. Please try to remember.
Well, we don't usually... No, wait. My Aunt Martha. She was wacky on the subject. She traced my mother's family tree once back to a guy named Marmaduke.
Marmaduke. Lady Jessica, That must be the same Marmaduke who fled to Salem after Cromwell scattered the chivalry of England to the four winds.
You knew him?
He was the son of my brother Anthony.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Take it easy. How do you know it was the same Marmaduke?
Sir Simon, show him. Your birthmark.
Observe, good sir.
Holy cats. The same as mine.
Now thine.
Have again.
Holy cats, indeed. Ah, yes, yes. Thou art a kinsman.
That makes me...
His great, 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 great grandnephew.
Yes, and thou canst free me from my earthly bonds.
By performing a great deed in his name.
Wilt wear my signet, kinsman? Thou hast the bluest blood in all broad England.
Me, a colonial ruffian? Okay, uncle, it's a deal.
I shall be everlastingly grateful, nephew.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, come on, lady. I just got time to take you home. Thumbs up, uncle. It's in the bag.
Good night. And bless you, Sir Simon.
Oh, Father, grant me that he shall not be like the others.
Will our ghost prayer be answered? You'll find out all about that in just a moment. Now, Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Charles Laughton in The Canterville Ghost. Well, the 2nd Platoon, Company A, 1st Ranger Battalion, Army of the United States, believed in ghosts. They had been amply convinced. Even Sergeant Benson was a believer. When it came to Lieutenant Kane, that was something else again.
I've never seen anything like that.
Hey,
before.
Coffee. Well, how do you like this?
A classified communication of sorts, no doubt.
Of sorts. Go on, read it. Yeah. That ain't tacked on the bulletin board for decoration.
Okay. Because of inefficiency of platoon during performance of duty, cause of which has not yet been satisfactorily explained, all weekend leaves are hereby canceled.
Yeah. Huh?
John Kane, Lieutenant Infantry, Army of the United States. Memo. There is no such thing as a ghost, and military regulations make no provision for saying.
What gets me is that Louis still thinks we were up all night crapshooting. If he'd only have seen the ghost.
It's all that ghost's fault. We could be on skirt patrol in London this minute.
Yeah. Skirmishing.
Now listen, fellas. Stop blaming him. After all, a ghost has got to rattle his chains and groan through keyholes.
Who says?
Hey, listen to the man, will you? Who dreamed up the sheet and gas mask idea anyway? Why the sudden sympathy?
I have reason to believe I'm related to him. Huh? The long-lost Duke of Canterville.
Me. A duke yet?
Oh,
guy, hey, look.
Huh?
It's the kid and that old battle-axe housekeeper.
Mind your manners, Sergeant.
Oh, yeah? Your grace.
Don't mind him. He's ghost happy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Oh, hi, ladies. How are you feeling today,
Jessica?
Oh, Cuffy, all of you. Mrs. Pulverdine, that's my auntie. She said I might invite you to a party in the village this afternoon. It's a holiday at home dance, but there'll be refreshments.
Girls, too?
Oh, yeah.
Girls, she said.
Yeah, what are they?
I remember.
And you'll come?
Oh, sure.
All right, Jessica.
Come.
Drive along now.
Hey, get up. 4 o'clock, gentlemen. Don't forget.
Imagine a grown-up lady of 10 not knowing the latest dance.
But you're teaching me, Cuffy.
Yep, round and round we go. How do you like being the belle of the ball?
I like it very much. But does it always make you so dizzy?
It makes most of them even dizzier. It's time you had a taste of that delicious punch. Come on, come along.
Yes, I think so. thank you.
Okay.
Come on. There he was, this old duffer, hanging himself by his ghostly rope. And would you believe it? The lieutenant thinks it's all applesauce.
I believe you saw the Canterville ghost, all right. But the day he'll run from a human being, that will never dawn.
Gas mask or no gas mask.
Now, look, I'm telling
hey,
you, we...
Hey, Duke.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. Gentlemen, meet the Duke of Canterville himself.
The Duke of Canterville. I honored your grace.
If it can be called an honor to meet a Canterville.
Oh, why not? What's so wrong about being a Canterville?
Well, since you're so well acquainted with the ghost, why not ask him?
Cuffy. Cuffy, please. Cuffy. Will you dance with me again?
Sure, Jessica. Pass the ghost, huh? I think I'll do just that.
Hey, you!
Me, Cuffy.
What a fright thou gavest me.
Hey, Uncle, I've been thinking. Come on now, get into focus. Materialize all the way, Uncle. It's only me.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot. It is such a problem to have to walk these nights.
Yeah, well, that's better. Now, look, see here, Uncle. If a Canterville could save you by doing a brave deed, how come you're still around after 300 years?
If you'll excuse me, I am overdue now. Pardon me, I must gibber at the oriel window.
Come on, quit stalling. I'm willing to play ball with you, but if you're going to hold out on me...
Nay, kinsman. I was just trying to spare thee.
Spare me what? Spill it, Uncle.
Well, mayhap it is better if thine ancestors speak for themselves. Come with me this way.
Okay.
Through this door.
Oh!
Oh, dear me. How very thoughtless of me. Of course, for you, an open door is necessary.
It's okay. This business of walking castle halls at midnight is a little new to me.
The portrait gallery of the Cantervilles.
Huh. Quite a collection. This must have been one room I missed when I was sweeping the other day.
Would thou couldst sweep away its history. Gaze upon them, our noble family. Gerald de Canterville, proud skipper of the frigate Canston. When she sank, he was the first to leave his ship. Sir Andrew de Canterville, he saw a grenadier lose a finger at Blenheim Battle and swooned away. And the blessed twins, Lieutenant Paul rode the wrong way in the charge of the Light Brigade. Lieutenant Peter was 10 lengths ahead of him.
You mean they were all cowards?
All of them, aye. Of all the heroic families of England, mine had to be a brood of lily-livered titmice.
So that's why you held out on me. You thought if I found out, I'd be that way.
No, that never entered my mind.
So they all turned chicken on you. Well, it's all the same to me.
Aye, verily, verily.
Verily. I don't care what the others did. This is Cuffy, see?
Oh, of a certainty, verily it is.
Cowards, indeed. Were they? Well, not Cuffy Williams, see? You just watch Sir Simon de Canterville. Uh-huh. Cuffy de Canterville will show you the first time they turn him loose on the Nazis.
Say, Trigger. When a guy goes into action for the first time, does he sort of, tighten up?
Brother, when the lead starts flying your way, your heart jumps right up into your gullet and strangles you.
Was it like that in North Africa?
Uh-huh.
Does that stop a guy from fighting?
No, not unless there's a bad streak in him a yard wide.
Hey, there's the lieutenant talking to the sergeant.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, what's the matter with the Duke of Canterville?
Now lay off that Duke of Canterville stuff.
Well, you brought it up, buddy.
And I'm bringing it down.
Okay, you don't have to get sore.
All right, men, we're moving. This is a raid. Joint operation with British commandos across the channel. Now start loading the trucks, battle equipment.
Holy cow!
All right, now, get rolling. Ammo boxes, weapons, and sidearms. Each man draw 5 grenades and 50 rounds per M1. Start rolling, you monkeys!
Come on, get that case up here.
All right, lift your hand over here. Come on, let's go.
Puffy, you're going on a raid.
Now, look, I'm busy, kid.
Cuffy, if you're brave, you'll save Sir Simon.
Now, listen, kid. I made Uncle Simon tell me about the family. Now, beat it, will you?
Oh, what a pity you had to find out just before you left. If you hadn't, you wouldn't have had it to worry you when you went into battle.
Now, look, it won't worry me, see?
And you told me yourself that if you don't think you're frightened, you won't.
Yeah, I know. Now, lay off, will you, kid?
Oh, Cuffy. Goodbye, Cuffy.
Oh, I'm scared, huh? I'm not me all of a sudden. I'll show 'em who's scared. I'll show 'em.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I hope you'll excuse me for hurrying, but... oh, I've so much special to ask tonight. Please take care of Cuffy. Please do. Don't let him get hurt. And Uncle Simon, you know I told you about him. He's such a poor, poor, funny old ghost. And he's so tired. Won't you please let Cuffy save him so he can go to sleep? I'll be such a good girl.
Ye skulking, cringing, misbegotten packet of peafowl. Portraits in a family gallery, huh? Ye wretched poltroons who have tarnished Britain's brightest moments. Not for long will I have you leering at me from your gilded picture frames with cynical mockery. Not for long, ye dribble pussies. As for thee, Captain Bertram, who hid trembling in a well at Waterloo, I spit in thine eye. Thee, fat Algernon, who posed for 2 years as a dowager to avoid fighting a duel, I spit in thine eye. Thee, Sir Percival, who went through the 30 years' war without firing a shot, I... holy cats on the washstand, my signet ring... that Cuffy left my signet behind, bravey maybe, but without my token carried into battle. Hie thee hence, Sir Simon de Canterville. Hie thee across yon channel. Hie thee thyself into battle.
All right, Ben, this is the place. Now, remember, we blow the refinery at 2350. You've got to hold this point for the 8 minutes it takes us to get back in case the Jerry's come down this road from the coast and try to cut us off. Check?
I guess, sir. Yeah. Right.
All right. Sergeant, with me.
Hurry. Take cover. Over there. You set trigger, Cuffy?
Right.
Everything's copacetic.
Yeah. Okay, Sarge.
Okay, Duke. See you later, kids.
Yeah, this is the spot for a Chicago piano. Protection plus the widest range of fire.
You all set?
Uh-huh.
I'll keep an eye out from up above.
Won't be long now.
The ring, Cuffy, my signet ring, you forgot it.
You'll give it here.
Thank you, nephew.
I'll forget it. Well, go away, will you? Go on.
I merely thought that I could bolster you up if you were a bit squeamish.
I want to be squeamish. Now, quit checking up on me and scram.
As you will, as you will.
2351. What happened to those guys?
Dost thou think the enemy will come this way?
I thought I told you to beat it. There goes the refinery.
Does the enemy approach?
I don't know. No, wait a minute. Yeah, down the road. They're coming, Trigger. Motorcycle patrol, about 15 of them.
Come on down and help Pete Wendell.
Right.
Keep a cool head, Kinsman.
There. Down there, Trigger.
Yeah. We'll wait until we see the backs of their tonsils.
That's it, Trigger. That's it.
Wendell just keeps chattering.
Trigger!
Fire, nephew, fire.
I can't touch The machine gun.
Bless you.
Give me a take on, Captain. Hey, what's the matter? You gone chicken?
Out of my way, Duke.
Nephew. We'll continue with the story of poor Sir Simon and the two young Cantervilles, Tuffy and Lady Jessica, in just a moment. Three of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Charles Laughton in The Canterville Ghost. The Rangers came back to Canterville Castle. Mission accomplished. But Cuffy's mission was far from accomplished. In fact, as Lieutenant Kane addressed his men the morning of their return, Cuffy had a feeling his mission might never be completed.
Oh, I'm tired.
Well, men, you should be feeling pretty good. 2 days' rest in London, and the captain wants me to tell you that we are the best platoon in the whole outfit. But I'm not satisfied, so we'll take a little jaunt in the woods and iron out some of the mistakes we made on the raid. Right now.
All right, let's go. Hold him!
Hey, Williams.
Yes, sir?
Williams, I've discussed your report with the colonel, and he feels we have no alternative but to transfer you back to your old outfit. Rules are rules. We wouldn't like to risk your life or others taking another chance.
Yes, sir.
Good luck, Williams.
Nuts. A Duke of Canterville.
Cuffy! Oh, Cuffy! I've been expecting you for days. I couldn't sleep well last night. Cuffy, what happened?
You better run along home. I got to pack.
You're going away?
Yeah.
Oh, Cuffy!
That's right. Look at me. I'm a Canterville, all right. Just as cowardly as the rest of them.
Don't say that. You're not.
Okay, lady, anything you say. You're a nice little kid. I'm sorry it had to turn out this way. Goodbye, my lady.
Uncle Simon, I thought I'd find you out here.
In the garden of death where I shall never sleep.
Oh, Uncle Simon, I started it all, telling him he was a Canterville. He's going away. His whole life now he'll be afraid.
Far away in the icy north, there is a mountain of rock. Once every 1,000 years, a bird flies by and brushes the mountain of rock with the tip of its wing. By the time the brush of the bird's wing, once every 1,000 years, shall have worn the mountain of rock away to nothing, but one day shall have passed in my miserable existence.
But, Uncle Simon, I'm talking about Cuffy. Don't you care anything about him?
Thou hadst no right to stir up hope in me after I had resigned myself to my fate. Thou shouldst have let me be.
Let you be? No wonder you're so poor and miserable. You're a mean, selfish old man. All you ever think about is yourself. You've no more idea of noblesse oblige than my pony. And I'm sorry I ever felt sorry for you at all.
Fool that
I am, dolt, imbecile. I have no more right to walk these ancestral halls than... Why did I hearken to the child? Why did I not heed my own true instincts?
Oh, you again? What are you raving about?
And I never thought to search the records first.
Come on, come on, come on. Materialize. I see you.
Oh, yes, pardon. Excuse me.
What records?
The Family Chronicle. Irony of ironies. Thou art not a Canterville. Thou hast never been a Canterville.
What? Come on, Uncle. What's the gag?
Look here in these pages. Look, there is the record of my birth. There is my brother Antony's. And see, there is no record of Marmaduke's whatsoever. There was a Marmaduke, but now that I bethink myself, he was not my brother's son, but his stepchild.
Stepchild? What about my birthmark?
Mere coincidence, an accident of birth. Give me back my signet, boy. The comedy of errors is over.
Sure, sure. I'm glad to get rid of the cockeyed thing.
Naturally, naturally. I can well understand.
Oh, it's a fine time to find out.
Cuffy, Sir Simon! There's a parachute hanging from a tree. Cuffy, do you think a Nazi came down in it?
Could be. That's for me. Don't go away now.
Uncle, what happened to him?
Oh, I convinced him that he was no cursed Canterville.
You what?
I showed him the Family Chronicle, but first I took the precaution of tearing out the record of Marmaduke's birth.
Oh, Uncle Simon, you are the nicest ghost.
Well, noblesse oblige, it remains in the bones, I suppose, even after one has no bones.
But Uncle, Cuffy still is a Canterville, and if he catches a Nazi or something, you'll be saved.
By the Lord Harry, yes.
All right, lady. Got my gun and a couple of grenades. Now, which way to that parachute?
It's this side of the stone bridge.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I know a shortcut.
We'll take a jeep. Come on, let's go.
Saved. On Gazook's so I may. Oh, hold, hold. Kathy, Jessica, wait for Uncle.
Parachute mine, a blockbuster. Come on, let's go, lady. Once she starts ticking, we only got 22 seconds.
Nephew, Haston counted the enemy.
Sir Simon, the Rangers, where are they?
In the woods.
Well, listen, Simon, take Jessica back to the castle. Now, quick.
But, Cuffy, aren't you coming?
Look, the Rangers, they're right here in the woods. If this mine blows up, it'll kill every living thing within half a mile. Now, run.
But what are you going to do?
Fix the jeep chain to it and haul it away. Now, get going now. Run, both of you. And get into the cellar.
Well, hasten, child. Come.
Uncle Simon, wait. Cuffy's doing a brave deed.
Aye, so he is.
See, I told you he would. It's the bravest deed there ever was.
Bravo, kinsman! Bravo! Bravo!
What's the matter?
The ring, I took it back. He must wear the ring. The curse demands it. Hoist with my own petard.
But don't stand there, Uncle. Give it back to him.
Excuse me, nephew. I mean, come.
No, go away. Don't bother me. I gotta hitch this chain.
Naught will go amiss if you'll but wear this ring. It brings good luck.
No, it's a hoodoo.
Cuffy, you must wear the ring. You must.
Jessica, I told you to get out.
But you have to wear it, Cuffy, to save Uncle Simon. You're a Canterville.
I'm a...
Cuffy, if you'll only wear the ring.
Save thy breath, child. Look at his quaking knees, his eyes that glaze, his hands that tremble. The very portrait of a Canterville.
No, Uncle, no! Cuffy, you were doing the brave deed, don't you see? You don't have to be afraid because you're a Canterville. You only think you do.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't.
Cuffy, I'm not afraid of the old mine. Look, Cuffy, look! I'll kick the old thing. And I don't care if it does go off. There.
But, Jessica! Jessica, darling. Look, m'lady, I've got it on. I've got the fool ring on. Now run for it, lady.
Oh, God.
Run fast. There, that does it. Now hop in the back, Simon. Let's go, Uncle. This one is a Lollapalooza. I'm going to dump this mine into the ravine.
Yea, verily. All's well. with a hand on it, running it, a hand on it, running it, a hand on it, running it. Whoops! Before care a little.
Oh, no time for care, Uncle. The Rangers are up in that hill. Uncle, where are you?
In the rear, nephew, astride your mine. Such a spirited charger I've not ridden in 300 years. Nephew, the chain's slipping.
Oh, ye gods and little fishes.
Let it go, nephew, let it go.
No, I can't. The Rangers, you see them up there.
Oh, it's ticking. The Lollapalooza. 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. Nephew. What are you doing?
I locked the steering wheel. The Jeep will go over the cliff. Uncle, here, behind this rock.
29, 30, 31.
What's this hooey about 22 seconds?
Just stumped the cockeyed thing into the ravine?
Like St. George slaying the cockeyed dragon.
Oh, Guthrie, I knew you could do it. I knew it all the time.
And so did I from the moment I knew he was a Canterville.
Uncle Simon, Guthrie has done a brave deed. Why are you standing here?
Huh? Yeah. Why aren't you out in that garden beyond the pine woods?
Yea, why not? Father... Father, answer me, Father. Why am I still in mortal coils?
Maybe Marmaduke was a stepson after all.
Nay, that could not be. Father, answer me.
Thank you, nephew. Thank you, niece. Farewell.
So long, Unc.
Farewell, Uncle. Farewell.
So there it is, lady. After all these years, he has his place and his monument in the garden. Sir Simon de Canterville, 1603-1943. You know, that's a long time to go without any sleep.
Yes. You nearly always have to wait for anything you want. Very much.
Yeah, I guess you do.
How old are you, Cuffy?
Me? Why?
I shall be 11 in May.
Charles Lawton will be back in just a moment. It's pleasant to have you on the MGM Theater, Charles.
It isn't very much of a change, is it, Howard, from the MGM screen to MGM radio?
Well, no, not really. You've graced our screen in many memorable performances. Being an old-timer myself, I remember particularly your Captain Bligh in Mutiny on the Bounty and the Gettysburg Address in Ruggles of Red Gap.
Hey, that was a Paramount picture.
A slip of the tongue. We'll stick to MGM.
It's not a bad place to stick to.
Your most recent picture for us was The Bribe, a big hit, too.
Don't hold that against it. I kind of like hits.
Well, your name in a cast goes a long way to make one. Thanks for the radio show, Charles.
Thank you, Howard.
The Canterville Ghost was presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Red Danube, starring Walter Pidgeon, Ethel Barrymore, Peter Lawford, Angela Lansbury, and Janet Leigh. Joan Lazer was heard as Lady Jessica and Carl Frank as Cuffy Williams. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marx B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.